Hey, I'm dating coach Talia Karen, host of Dating Intentionally, where I help listeners date with confidence and learn to enjoy the process, whether you're new to the dating scene or you've been at it for a while. Tune in every Tuesday and Friday for my no-nonsense advice on using dating apps and navigating new relationships without letting your anxiety take over. You can find Dating Intentionally wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Herbert. And you're listening to the About Last Night podcast, you slippery little son of a bitch.
Seattle, Washington, make some fucking noise. You guys excited to be here? Look at you guys. Holy shit. Look at you guys. Best city in the world showing up tonight. Look at you guys. You're feeling good? It's a Sunday night, but it feels like a Friday. A lot of beards, a lot of tats, a lot of titties. You guys can sit down. Balcony already did it. Balcony's up there for a reason, you fat fucks. All right. Appreciate you guys coming out. We are excited to be here. It's the second night of the Dr. Phil Live Tour, so of course we had to come to the best city in the world to close it out. Start it right, but close it out. You guys are excited. It's going to be a good night. You guys fired up to be here? I'm going to ask you one more time. I just feel like it's a good night. You have an insane show ahead of you. You have no idea what's coming your way. What's up? You guys are a good crowd. Tonight's show is all about regret. Webster's Dictionary defines it, okay, as the feeling having lost or not done something, okay? Maybe you regret having 15 strawberry Zimas, DMing Katy Perry on Twitter, and, she messages back, hey, fucking leave me alone, cocksucker. But she got back to you, so that's fun. But you regretted your choice. Maybe you regret telling your kids you're the cool mom, okay, and saying that all the friends can party at your house. Next thing you know, you're watching 15 eighth graders play Guess the Finger. We all been there, but I know you've been there. Look at your sweaty ass palms. Those are some Bremerton hands if I've ever seen them. You know where that is. You know what's up. That's why you laughed. Constantly regretting moments with my wife, Robin. Keep it going for my wife, Robin. We've been married. She's not here tonight. I think she's alive somewhere. We've been married for some years. And, I constantly regret not being honest with her, okay, when we go out to dinner. And I forget to tell her to shave her mustache. Next thing you know, I'm photoshopping her out of some Thanksgiving pictures. Do you know what I'm saying? But we're all trying to figure it out. We're all doing our best. Seattle is a place where people are constantly trying to pick themselves up and not put themselves down. Do you know what I'm saying? Sir, what's your name?
Jared.
Jared. And what do you do here in Seattle, Washington, Jared?
Came to see you, Dr. Phil.
You came to see me? Okay. But so unemployed, we also would have accepted, yeah? Do you have a job, Jared? Are you working for Subway anymore? What's going on with you, Jared? What are you doing?
Semi-retired.
Semi-retarded? Oh, semi-retired. Okay. Well, based on your first answer, it could be both. And who's this gentleman behind you with the sunglasses indoors?
Steven.
Steven? You okay, Steven? What's going on inside that head of yours? Took you a second to say who you are. Say it again.
A little inebriated.
A little inebriated. Okay. Steven, what the shades? Is that to protect you from what? Human connection? Are you afraid I'm going to look into your soul and figure out who you are, Steven? Steven, what do you... What's that?
Trying to provoke your reaction.
Okay. And, Stephen, what do you do here in Seattle?
Came to see you, Dr.
Came to see me. Okay. So, okay. Does anyone in the fucking first five rows have a job? Okay, great. Sweetheart, you with the double F titties. What's your... Hey, God made them. I didn't. So I just call it like I see it. What's your name, sweetheart?
Erica.
Who?
Erica.
Erica. And are you... Huh?
I don't know if you remember me or not.
One more time?
I don't know if you remember me from last time.
I definitely do not, but I don't even know what last time you're referring to. Last time at Bed Bath & Beyond when I passed out. I'm getting up too quick in the towel aisle. Erica, what do you do? You raise your hand with a lot of energy. What's keeping you busy Monday through Friday?
I'm a banker.
You're a banker? Hell yeah. And at what bank? Let's give it a little shout out.
Umpqua.
Who?
Umpqua.
Umpqua. I think you just made that up. Yeah, okay. Yeah, Umpqua. Is that Pig Latin for what the fuck bank did you just say? Umpqua. Is that a real thing?
Yeah.
And who, that feels like a place where fucking Jared's banking. You know what I'm saying? They're like, look, you don't have any money, so go to this fake bank so you can impress your parents. Make them feel like you're making some actual deposits. Was that the dream, Erica, to work at Umpqua? I can't even believe I'm fucking asking you this question. Umpqua. Was that the dream to work at Umpqua? What was the dream, Erica? When you were a young girl, probably fully developed by age 6, what was the... Yeah, she went, yep, I was. All my dad's friends hit on me. All right, so what... What was the dream, Erica? You were fantasizing about what? Other than support, you know? Maybe a back brace. What's going on?
A vet tech.
A vet tech. You want to be a vet tech. You love animals. What's your favorite animal, Erica?
Dogs.
A dog, yeah. Do you have a dog?
Yeah.
What's its name?
Kenobi.
Kenobi? Yeah, okay. Is everyone just fucking on drugs right now? What is happening? You work at Umpqua, and your dog's name is Kenobi. Do you have a cat named Obi-Wan?
His name is Momo.
His name is Bobo Kenobi. Erica, who's this guy to your right?
This is Brendan.
Who's Brendan?
He's my friend.
He's your friend. Okay. Brendan, are you, Stop that. I know what you're doing, and I don't like it. I'll take it from here. Brendan, you got a bald head. I like that. Fuck. I don't know. Isn't there a bald head, headbutt handshake? All right. Brendan, how old are you, Brendan?
32.
32. Well, you look 45. What's going on? Brendan, how'd you meet Erica?
Mutual friend.
Mutual friend. Okay, and you guys have been friends, right, for about how long, Brendan?
Five years.
And how's it... Yeah? And how's it working out? 5 years in the friend zone adds up to about...
It's a lot. It's a work in progress.
It's a work in progress. Okay, so you're... We'll be right back. Yeah, we had to. You knew it was coming. We had to do it. And that was the perfect time. I appreciate you, Brendan, for opening up. You guys ready to get this show going? Make some noise for me right now. I'm going to need to get a little bit more out of you. It's the fucking first Dr. Phil live show in motherfucking Seattle, Washington, baby. Balcony, let's go, baby. Get loud. You're up there for a reason. You guys got a really fun show in store for you. I'm already excited. And before we bring up your first guest, I'd like a little help bringing up your first guest. And I'm going to do that by calling on a friend of mine. He's a real sweet guy. You guys might know him. He's been around this great city of Seattle for coming up on 40 years. Okay. He's a sweet guy, originally from Illinois, but now makes his home here in Seattle as the voice of your Seattle Mariners. Ladies and gentlemen. You got it. Make it loud right now for the one and only Rick Riz! Rick Riz, ladies and gentlemen, make some noise for him. Rick Riz, there he is.
That doesn't happen when I go in the booth. Oh, thank you, Adam. I mean, Dr. Phil.
Yeah, oh, shut the fuck up, Rick. I'll fucking Will Smith you right here if you do that again. Now, Rick, you said you don't get that type of ovation when you walk into the booth, huh?
No, they don't even know I'm there.
Yeah, well, that's not true. Rick, you've been the voice of the Mariners for coming up on 40 seasons, right?
Yeah, 40 years.
I mean, come on. I grew up listening to you, or at least I know people that did. And, Rick, how do you do it? How do you make the game fun for people at home? You love it yourself, yeah?
Well, I love the game. I grew up on the south side of Chicago. Ever see the movie Sandlot?
Oh, yeah.
That was the story of my life growing up in Chicago. We even had the dog, Mo the German Shepherd, where there was Hercules, you know, in the movie.
Oh, yeah.
My job, if the ball went into Mo's backyard, was to jump over the fence, get that ball, throw it back in the sandlot. It was the only ball that we had. I did every time, but Mo bit me right on my keister. But we got the ball. But anyway, I grew up loving the Cubs and the White Sox, and I go downstairs, turn on the TV set, pretend I was Jack Brickhouse, who was the Hall of Fame announcer for the Cubs, do play-by-play when I was 12 years old. And then I met the greatest guy in the world after 4 years of college, 8 years in the minor leagues, Dave Niehaus.
Oh, my God. Give it up for the one and only, the late, great Dave Niehaus. Yeah, baby. You two together was magic.
Oh, he loved my cassette tape. Anybody remember what a cassette tape was?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Jared, remember what a cassette... Let's move on. Rick, go ahead with your story. He's fucking high as balls right now. All right, keep going.
This guy's amazing, isn't he? Yeah. And so, Mr. Niehaus, I love my tape, and it was the greatest day of my life when I got a chance to work with David for 25 years, sit next to the best announcer in Major League Baseball, because he taught me how to bring the game alive during the lean years when the Mariners weren't winning, and now we are winning. We're in first place. How about those first place Seattle Mariners?
We're going to the World Series this year, I'll tell you that much. I put $500,000 on the Mariners sweep in the World Series. Don't you fuck it up for me, Rick.
Okay, so did I, Dr. Phil. But anyway, no, I can't do that. But anyway, I learned from the greatest of all time, and I've been very, very fortunate. So anytime there's a bases loaded, somebody hits a home run, get out the rye bread and mustard, Grandma, it's grand salami time.
Oh, shit. I'm probably going to masturbate to that soundbite later. Now, Rick, I... sorry, I thought I said that in my head. Rick, I love your ability to call the game at such a high speed and velocity, right? It's moving so quick sometimes. Yeah. And I also love your ability to be quick on the draw as far as adjusting. Even telling that story about the sandlot, you said keister. And if I'm on the air telling that story, I'm like, that dog bit my fucking asshole right where it counts. But you have to adjust, right?
Well, there's social media here, right?
No, this isn't live. Well, it's live in Beirut, but that's nobody's watching. They don't have Wi-Fi yet. Rick, we have I love you. I love you so much.
I love you too, Dr.
Phil. You're a Seattle hero and really the reason that we all give a fuck about baseball in this great region called the Pacific Northwest. I've said it before and I'll say it again. One more time for Rick Riz. This guy is just doing the Lord's work. Special. They played a game today. Rick came straight here. He was banging on the door outside for the last 3 hours.
They finally let me in.
Yeah, we finally
I know Dr. Phil.
Yeah, we let him in. Rick, I'd love to give you the honor of announcing our first guest here at the first Dr. Phil Live in Seattle. Would you mind helping me out?
I sure will,
Dr. Phil.
Do you
guys mind if Rick Riz announces our first guest? Full of surprises tonight. We're going to get this show going. Rick, it's your floor. Take it away.
I tell you what, folks, you are very lucky to be with Dr. Phil, but we also have one of the greatest talents to come out of the Seattle area, one of the greatest talents in this country and the entire world, star of The Soup, Community, Animal Control, and The Beaver. Oh, wait, no, The Bear. The Bear.
Oh, my God. There we go. Oh, look at that. Oh, shit. Oh, God. Guys, one more time for Rick Riz. And how about Joel McHale coming out? Joel, take a seat right over here, my man. Look at you. Holy shit. We're really doing it, aren't we?
It's amazing. How long ago did
I'm
going to
grab
Riz
this. You're already making a mess. That's what
what'd
you say? Look,
what
Mercer Island, huh? You guys throw
like,
shit long? Wherever the fuck you want, I guess.
Yeah.
I grew up...
Yeah, 1%.
The what?
Yeah, my parents did great.
Yeah, Mercer Island, now you guys, everyone's got like two laptops and knows somebody with a boat, right?
My assistant does.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
I got to get me one of those. Joel,
no, my parents moved to Mercer Island in 1979 and paid only $3.4 million for their home. It's gone up.
It's gone up. Well, everything's gone up since Amazon moved here and
Microsoft. Those guys that supply everything in our lives.
Yeah.
I'm going to Walmart.
Yeah, go out and get your own butt plugs and mac and cheese. Those guys definitely got fired from Amazon like 2 days ago, yeah. By the way. Boo, Fred Meyer now, baby. All right. Said nobody ever.
They're going to be, half the people here probably work for Amazon, so those people are dead.
Yeah.
They're
it does seem like a tough job. Did you have day jobs before you were a real famous guy?
I did not.
You went straight? Okay, next question. Yeah. Shit, all right. That was 10 minutes I had laid out, but let's just fucking move on.
I went to Mercer Island High School, then UW, and then bought the famous card. It was great. No, I had a lot of jobs beforehand.
Well, break down one of them for me, because people always love to know where people came from, right?
I was an early fluffer when it was still...
When it was still cool.
Like, you had to do so many takes. You had to be so much... Because they were loading film... I worked at a portable espresso cart on Mercer Island called Espresso Sam's. That's the great story it is.
Have you seen Oppenheimer?
I did not.
Okay.
But don't tell me the ending.
Oh, you can figure it out.
I heard it worked.
It worked, yeah.
Like twice.
What is your favorite? You've been in so many. Rumor has it, I knew about you because I have a friend from up here that used to love Almost Live. And you started. You guys ever watch Almost Live? It was a sketch show. It's kind of like Saturday Night Live for Seattle.
Some elderly people that are like, I remember that.
The high-fiving white guy.
Oh, my gosh.
That was a great show.
How many people have no idea what Almost Live is? Okay, maybe not cheer for it, but great. Yes, I was very lucky to get on that show.
Now, is it nerve-wracking when you're doing a show that's famous in the city it's in, but nobody else knows what the fuck it is?
Oh, no, it was great for me because I'm horribly dyslexic and can't read teleprompter. So they were like, you're really funny until you start reading stuff out loud, and then it's terrifying, and it's on live television. And it was great. I was able to fuck up for like 3 years before I started taking Xanax every morning.
Yeah.
Crushing
and that
it
sucks.
Up.
You mind reading this paragraph for me real quick? Just tell me what. No, I'm just joking. Okay.
You would be. Hold on one second.
Yeah. Is it really a... what are you doing? Oh, yeah. This is what we paid for. Wow. I mean, look at that. Wearing one Adam Ray shirt under another one, and you threw it to a girl with an upper region that
Dear
is
God.
No way in hell going to cover that with
no
that
way.
Shirt. You just threw a medium to an adult large.
Wow.
That's Erica.
And they're all tattooed up. Wow. Good for you. Yeah.
Joe, So she works at a bank. I'm going to give you two guesses. Yeah. This is going to be a fun game. You guys shut the fuck up.
Yes.
If somebody screams it out, I'm going to jump off the stage, okay?
Yeah, all right.
Joel, two guesses at what bank Erica works at.
Sperm.
I'm actually going to need that back. What the fuck are you doing right now? Oh, shit. All right, well... There it goes. Okay, Jesus Christ. Oh, no, that's actually the worst idea. Joel, anything for comedy, huh? Put it down or I will push you into Erica's tits. All right, give me... Thanks so much, Doc. Never thought I'd take a stool back from a guy. All right.
You never thought you'd take a stool back from a guy.
What, have you heard that sentence before?
Yeah.
What's the craziest thing you've heard in Hollywood, Joel? Because you've been in Spider-Man. The Soup, I'm going to be honest, The Soup is one of the greatest shows of all time. Of all time! I love The Soup.
Again, almost a fourth of the audience remembers.
Shut up. Your self-deprecation will not work here in the city that loves you. But
I've already bragged about Mercer Island, so I feel like I got to buy all that back now.
Well, okay, so riddle me this, and then we'll get back to the original question. Mercer Island brings what to the table?
Trickle down economics.
Okay. And seafarers out there, right? Like, I think you told me once, you said, hey, come on my boat, I'm doing a seafarer party. And then I said, I'd love to. And then you said, oh, sorry, wrong number. And then, you know, I didn't make it out, but I got the invite, at least I thought.
Well, first of all, it's a yacht. And I don't have a boat. I don't live here. So, right. Yeah.
You were here in the 90s during the grunge and the supersonic era, right?
I was,
right?
Yeah.
Holy shit. So you saw Sean Kemp, Gary Payton, and Eddie Vedder in the same subway.
On the same team.
On the same team. Eddie Vedder is Detlef Schrempf. I hate to be a... Yeah. Wouldn't that be crazy if they were the same guy and we didn't?
It would be crazy.
Yeah.
But they're very different heights, and one of them is German. So
yeah, all right. Well, no need to bring race into this. But yeah.
No, Mercer Island was a really fun place to grow up because that's when you could blow off fireworks whenever you wanted. And I hear now you can't do that here, right?
Are they illegal now? I haven't been back.
Yeah,
I used to.
Here's the good news. I've got something to give away.
Oh shit! Are you gonna throw fireworks into the crowd? You psychopath!
Who wants it?
Can you imagine if Joel just shot a Roman candle into Erica's? All right, let's.
Dr. Phil, do you drink?
Hey, Joel, shut the fuck up for a second. Let me finish
it. I can't ask a question.
Of course I drink. I drink every morning and every night. I drink OJ in the morning, and I drink a nice Aperol Spritz or a tequila Sprite or a.
A tequila and Sprite?
Don Julio and Sprite. I actually drink so many Julios and Sprite, I thought that'd be a great name for a beach cop show, right? Julio and Sprite, two beach cops that fight crime and pick up divorced women. And,
one of them's Latino, the other one's just a tiny little...
Julio is a Latino guy, for sure, yeah, and Sprite is like a,
Tinkerbell.
Oh, a Tinkerbell, yeah, okay.
What the fuck?
Yeah. Well, I was just trying to flush the show out with it, sure.
Yes, Rabbi Sprite is a very common Jewish
name. Have you been to a bar mitzvah?
I have.
Great. What?
Yeah. I grew up on Mercer Island. That's all we do.
A lot of members of the tribe in Mercer Island, right?
No, it's just in fashion.
Yeah. Bar mitzvahs are one of those parties where people really throw down, you know? I went to a bar mitzvah where Justin Timberlake performed at it. And
whose bar mitzvah? Who's that?
I threw a bar mitzvah for myself, and I hired Justin Timberlake. It was an impersonator, I'll be honest. It wasn't the real guy.
It was
Joey Fatone dressed up as Justin Timberlake. Yeah. And he was more drunk than Timberlake was a couple weeks ago. But also, who gives a shit? Who gives a shit? It was embarrassing. You know, I was like, I can't believe he got a DUI. We'll be right back. No, we'll keep it right here. Joel.
Wait. Did you really go to a bar mitzvah and Justin Timberlake performed?
Oh, yeah. It was Justin Timberlake. I swear to God. This sounds like a made-up story for the show, but it's fucking real. Timberlake was there. Usher, Stevie Wonder, Mary Fuck Kill. Yeah. Break it down for me. What would you do? Stevie Wonder, Usher, and Timberlake.
I would marry them all, fuck them all, and kill them.
Okay.
Wait. Well, will you tell us whose bar mitzvah it was?
Sure.
All right.
Tony Hawk.
It was a 55-year-old man's bar mitzvah?
It was Tony Hawk, and that's all I'm going to say.
Of all the things, your brain went through quite the Rolodex of names. All right. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot going on right now, Joel. And there's a lot of people to think about. I don't know how you do it all. I mean, who was the first famous person you met in Seattle? Because I'll tell you who I met, but I want to hear who you met first. Because fame is a tough thing to deal with. And on the soup, you jabbed and you stabbed, but you hit them and hug them. But now that you've gotten to deal with your own taste of it, right? And you're nice to the fans. I've seen how you interact. Is there a person you met where you go, oh boy, that's, you know, they really make me question my choices, you know?
Yeah, Ted Bundy was one.
Okay,
and,
yeah.
I was like, can I just kid?
Yeah, this guy's this misunderstood. Yeah.
I'm not kidding. I was hitchhiking on Mercer Island.
A couple hours ago or what?
How dare you. My drive, no. Jim Zorn picked me up.
Cool. Drink five if you're playing the Jim Zorn drinking game.
Jim Zorn, it was amazing.
He was the coach of the... The Seahawks, right?
He was the quarterback of the Seahawks.
Okay, fucking was, take it easy. I'm so just trying to make some small
talk. I thought you were from
talk.
Seattle. Well, he then went on to coach
the Washington Huskies.
Very close.
The Washington Redskins.
Yes. Yeah. Now you're racist.
What do I win? Do I get a stool?
No. You said he was at, but so, listen, he picked me up and then said, you shouldn't be hitchhiking.
That was
and
sad.
And then I went, well, I remember thinking I should just say, you picked me up, so what are we talking about? And then he went like this. I'm Jim Zorn, and reached back and shook my hand.
Holy
and,
shit.
Yeah, because I did. Yeah, it was odd. It was that was my first. Who was your famous person that you met?
I met, well, it's not my story, but a friend of mine.
Wait.
Adam Ray.
Oh, because you're, yes. Okay.
Shut up, Joel. But a friend of mine who's from here, Lake Forest Park, Adam Ray, told me this story that he was at the
let's just shout out neighborhoods.
Yeah. Well, it's, LFP doesn't get
am I right, Buffle? White Center? Okay.
Kent?
That's
no,
that's,
no, stop that.
That's where my wife's from.
Oh, is it?
She went to Cambridge.
And you brag about that.
Yeah. Brought her up.
Well, Lake Forest Park has a lot of fun stuff going on, but...
Wait, so who was the famous person
so
that
you went
friend...
to the Seattle Aquarium on a field trip. Remember field trips when people weren't worried about kids being kidnapped? And they would take a bus of young children down to the aquarium, and Adam told me that he, no joke, was walking around, and Steve Poole, RIP, Steve Poole, the great Como 4 News weatherman, who looked like Lando Calrissian from Star Wars...
No. And never aged.
Never aged.
Ever.
He was 47
exactly
for
same.
59 years.
Yeah.
And he had a cool haircut and a sweet jaw, nice teeth.
Yeah,
he,
Jeff Renner was trying to murder him all through the 80s.
Jeff Renner had Ted Bundy energy, I'll be honest. Is Jeff Renner here? Why'd you guys get so quiet?
They're all from out of town. They've all been brought here.
So Steve Poole went up to Adam and... Adam went up to Steve Poole. I don't know why he had the chutzpah to assault or address a TV weatherman. He'd never seen a famous person before. So he went up to Steve Poole and said, Mr. Poole, nice to meet you. I'm a big fan. And Steve Poole, I swear to God, gave Adam a signed headshot and said, what's your name? Took out a headshot and said, what's your name? And he said, Adam. And Steve Poole wrote Allen on the headshot. And he still has it.
You gotta hand it to somebody who carries around headshots just ready to sign.
Yeah, that doesn't feel like a Joel McHale move. What's the Joel McHale move? If people, will you do pretty much anything people ask for a picture?
Yeah. What do you want to do?
Oh, shit.
Let's do it.
How about the kid with the sunglasses? What was your name again, sir? David, that's right. No, Steven? Steven.
Did you just have an eye exam? What's going on, dude?
Yeah, light sensitive.
Are you really blind?
You're light sensitive?
I am eyes and light sensitive.
Really?
Huh. What, sorry, I'm allergic to
you're
this
in
shitty
a dark,
story.
You're in a dark theater. You're in a dark theater. The light is on us, not on you.
You're
so when you were outside, it was
just
screaming.
Are you one of those Tide Pod-eating TikTok motherfuckers that... When the lunar eclipse happened, you were like, ha, ha! And then now here we are. Is that what happened?
You can't lie, man.
You can't lie? Did you stare up?
I partook.
You partook into the lunar eclipse fiasco? What did you learn about yourself?
I saw stars.
You saw stars? Sure you did. Was it cool? Was it worth it?
I would do it again.
You do it again?
Do you have any idea where you are right now?
I'm lost.
That's Steve Poole right there.
Yeah.
Joel,
fun fact, when this was a movie theater...
Oh, yeah, I saw Blair Witch Project here.
I did, too. I saw The Matrix here for the first time.
Well, that's not the Blair Witch Project, Joel.
And Eyes Wide Shut, I saw here.
By yourself?
Yes,
okay,
I had to.
Pee Wee Herman. Jesus Christ.
All right, judgy. That man just died.
That was a little judgy.
He just died.
I know, but if you see a movie by yourself and it's an erotic film, I feel like there's some shade to be thrown.
Oh, no, I... saw with my, well, now wife, and we took our nieces and nephews who were way too young to see that movie.
You think?
Oh, it was, yeah.
Isn't that where they, it's like...
So every time I see them now, I'm like, Fidelio! And they know exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah, nobody knows what that means.
No, that was like Jeff Renner.
Jeff Renner. Joel, you're a Scorpio, right?
Yes.
Cool.
Yes. Wow,
right.
See? My parents.
What?
Well, they had sex 9 months before, and it just happened to be...
A Scorpio means you do what?
I have no clue. I don't know.
It's just, yeah, you just like have... Is anyone an astrological scientist or a wizard? Anyone into that?
This guy.
Steven? Yeah, I don't know why I even look past the third row.
Yeah.
Steven, what does a Scorpio consist of?
I'm sorry, one more time.
Yeah, geez.
Steven, I'm four feet away with a microphone. Yeah. How do you not understand what I just said?
Tapatio, what do you think?
Tapatio, yeah. What's going on? Are you into stars and signs?
They're not good, Scoops. Scorpios are not compatible.
Scorpios are not compatible with
who? Anyone? With humans?
One more time, guy? Why don't you shut your fucking mouth, sir? That's disrespectful.
That's a big day.
Sorry, that's my dad.
That's...
Thanks for coming out, Pops. Told you get one thing from the balcony. That was it.
Hey, guys. Adam Ray here for the About Last Night podcast. Hope you're enjoying the episode. Hope you're enjoying your life. Look, when I started podcasting, an online store was the furthest thing from my mind. Okay, but now I'm selling merch. I got Dr. Phil merch. I got Adam Ray merch. And it's I need a store. And it's so easy because I use Shopify. Okay, Shopify's new sale. Ba-bing. That's... The sound effect, it's not the sound effect for the store, but it could be, is here for you to make all of your shopping, merch, purchasing needs easier and swifter. Look, you've got Key and Peele, you've got Faye and Poehler, and now you've got you and Shopify, okay? When you think about perfect duos, you think about growing the business of that duo, and that's you and Shopify. Cha-ching, don't cancel me. You also want to talk about how you get into this world, okay? I've been doing comedy for 17 years. Once I started to kind of throw out, you know, ideas for merch, it became easier to go, oh, well, if people want to buy this, I'm going to need a place to house it. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business, okay? From the launch your online shop stage, which is, you know, the first part of getting it all going, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the, did we just hit a million orders stage? Which I'm not there yet. Thanks for rubbing it in, but hopefully soon, because Shopify is there to help you grow. That's what she said. Whether you're selling scented soap or vagina candles like Paltrow or butthole candles like Aflac, or you're offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Okay? And look, this is what podcast and comedy has all lent itself towards, is people getting fun things that the audience and the viewers and the listeners and everyone wants to buy shit to feel more connected to what they're watching. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout up to 36% better compared to other leading commerce platforms. And you can sell with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Okay? Now look, if there's a time in your life when you've been wanting to sell stuff, now is the time, okay? Shopify wants to help you, wants to make it easy, wants to take you to the next level, be a Shopify user, have it help you, have Shopify do all the dirty work, because that's what they want to do. They want to make it easier and swifter for you to make a product and sell it to the people. The who? The people, man. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you get or how much you want to grow, they give you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. So, right now, Shopify wants you to get going, okay? And here's what you do. 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. and Shopify, global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries are getting down with this. Plus, Shopify's extensive help resources are there to help support you every step of the way. Because when your business grows, you grow with Shopify. Does that make sense? When your business grows, you grow with Shopify. So sign up right now for $1 per month. That's all you got to do. $1 per month. You got a dollar? I'll loan it to you. Sign up today for $1 a month and do a trial period at shopify.com/aboutlastnight. All lowercase. That's shopify.com/aboutlastnight. Now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in, okay? shopify.com/aboutlastnight. And start getting it going. Because why? Because Shopify. I just came up with that. Turn off the cameras.
Is the balcony, are people up there?
Oh, yeah, there's a balcony. There's about 600-700 people up there.
Yeah.
Yeah, the balcony is the, I don't want to say it's the cool kids club, but it's the people that really, it's people that probably bought tickets first, right?
Yeah. It's like, yeah. It's like the people in Titanic who were downstairs dancing. It's like steerage.
Boy, I would never want to be, I'm afraid of the ocean. As soon as I saw Titanic, Jaws, Meg with Jason, as soon as I saw Jason Statham go, oh, well, yeah, yeah, I was like, I ain't getting in the water anymore.
That was it.
If a shark eats Jason, even Jason Statham, who's not afraid of anything, was like, yeah, his voice, yours. I was like, if Statham's afraid.
And they were like, we need to make a sequel to this.
Yeah. Aren't there like 15 shark Statham movies?
I think there's quite a few. Yes,
there's 49 Air Buds.
I met him. There are?
Oh, don't act like you don't fucking know.
How dare you? No, I met that Jason Statham one time.
I thought you were about to say I met that Air Bud one time.
No.
He passed
away long ago.
Too soon.
The 80s.
No, he's still...
Too soon.
He's still rocking. He played soccer, badminton, baseball, tennis, pickleball, Uno... And, sir, if you can get out of here for this next part of the show, that'd be great.
Thank you so much.
Wow, he's out. Joel, you walked him. Or maybe he's going poop. Sir, where are you going? Sir?
Oh, he's...
Yeah, did you see how he got up?
Why don't we should wait.
Okay. You know how I know he's pooping? Here's how he got up, Joel. Ready? Tell me if this is a poop or not poop. Get up. Ready?
And I
yelled his name. He knew I was talking to him. Yeah. Nobody else got up just then. And he was like, stop talking to me. Stop talking. He's going to come out. It's going to come out. I've been there. You ever been to an Olive Garden and almost shit your pants?
I have. Gas Station Sushi walk.
Gas Station Sushi. That was my Xbox screen name.
Really?
Joel, I want to play a game with you because you've been in Seattle for a long time, but you really set the tone for what's possible here. You know what I'm saying? You're a big dreamer and a believer, and you know a lot about...
What the fuck is happening?
Yeah. You know
what is the wind-up to this?
Well, we're going to play a game.
I am a big dreamer. So
I want to play a game with you, okay?
All right.
Obviously, this is, and I don't have to say it for you guys, the best city in the world. Yeah. You guys know that if you live here. The best state in the world, the best
city for microphones.
Yeah, what the fuck? Did you hear that?
Yeah. No, I love it.
Was that your iPhone? What just made that noise?
My watch just let me know it's too loud.
You got a text on your iWatch right now, or is that an email?
It's too loud in here.
Is that what it says?
Yeah, it's like
it really says that. You ever go to a Seahawks game where it's too loud and you're like, fuck, dude, this rules.
Yeah, I'm usually... I scream so loud at them that it scares me sometimes. I was like, I care so much.
I know. I saw you at a Rams Seahawks game once, and you were in a suite with Chris Pratt and Rain Wilson, and I remember waving to you, and you...
I was like, not a chance you're coming up here.
Yeah. True story. Not joking. Really happened. Joel,
there
is something about the Seahawks environment, but Seahawks, Sonics, Mariners, Starbucks, there's a lot of stuff in this city that we've brought to the world.
Well, have a fucking pickleball.
We invented pickleball.
It was invented on Bainbridge Island.
I did not know that. Did you guys know that? Robert, did you know that?
Steve?
I had no idea.
Yeah, what a surprise. You had
no
idea.
Shit. You don't even know what colors are right
What's
now.
What's a pickle? What is a pickle?
Steve's like,
we invented, that's why when people go, Seattle, and I'm like, we invented your entire life.
Yeah, we
control it all. Shopping, flying, your caffeine, music, your heroin. We do it all.
Well,
fucking pickleball. We invent your sports.
Pickleball is one of the most fun sports, but you got to play with people that are at your level, right? I play a lot of like teenagers, and they're not very good. You know, some of them are. They talk a lot of shit.
Do you wear these shoes and this outfit when you do it?
Oh, yeah. It's almost like a UFC fighter wearing a garbage bag when they work out.
What did when you met the actual Dr. Phil? What did he say to you?
He said, "What's up?" And that was me in the mirror. Joel, shut the fuck up.
All right,
let's
play a game.
You're breaking the fourth wall, Mikhail.
Yes. How many people are like, what? That's not the actual Dr. Phil. I'm fucking out of here.
You're gonna make my mustache fall off.
I'm gonna go to the.
Joel, I want to play a game with you.
Let's do it.
You're one of Seattle's finest, and I want to play some Seattle trivia with you. You guys want to play some Seattle trivia with Joel McHale? Now, now to do this, I think we need to up the ante. We need some stakes involved, okay? We need people to actually care to want to participate. So I would like to bring out two of my newest friends, the fishmongers, Craig and Blad, from the guys that throw the fish at the Pike Place Market. You guys ever been there? Let's bring them on out. Make some noise for Craig and Blad, the fishmongers from the Pike Place Market. Holy shit. Look at these guys. Fellas, how are you? Come front and center, baby. Holy shit. Blad, how you doing?
Very good.
Craig, what's up, player?
Oh, great.
Craig, if you're here, who's selling fentanyl to high schoolers? You don't have to answer that. Fellas, how long you been slinging fish at the market?
Less than a year.
You love it?
Yeah, love it.
What'd you do before that?
Made ice cream.
Oh, that's different.
Did you throw it at people?
Did you throw it? Yeah, good question, Joel. Did you throw a mint chocolate chip at some 75-year-old MILF's face?
Always hit the ground.
Always hit the ground. Craig, what do you love about the downtown market in Seattle?
I love all the people that come through.
Yeah, the coolest people. Joel, any questions for Blad and Craig before we get this going?
I was there last summer. And
great story, Joel. Fellas, let's get... go ahead. Go ahead, Joel.
That's it.
No, go ahead. Last summer, what happened?
I caught a fish. It was the greatest moment of my life.
It really is extraordinarily, unexpectedly fun. Do you guys get a kick out of it every time you do it? Do you really get ramped up? Do you wake up going, I'm fucking Blad, you know?
Hell yeah.
Okay. You guys... And you're like, before you go to work, you're like, I'm calling him. We're going to trim our beards together. Here we go.
Now, what sort of fish are we holding on to? Because here's how the game's going to work. For every correct answer Joel gets, we're going to throw a fish into the crowd. Surprise, surprise. Surprise, surprise. You ever seen that shit?
You got to let me try to throw one into the balcony.
Oh, that's not happening.
You think you can make it?
Okay, maybe it is. I succumb to peer pressure. All right, so Blad, Craig, I'm going to have you guys step to the side. There you go. And guys, one more time for Craig and Blad, huh? These are the fishmongers from downtown Seattle's Pike Place Market, one of the best places to visit. Go check them out. They're tossing salmon and...
You ever throw a puffer fish at anyone?
What the fuck kind of question is that, Joel?
All right. Highly poisonous.
Do you? No?
No, they're poor. You can't. Yeah, there you go.
Can you not throw a puffer? Is it illegal to throw a puffer fish? You think so? Do you have a puffer fish on you? It's the first time I've asked a grown man that question.
Let's throw it at Steve and see if he reacts.
I mean, that's a great idea. All right. Well, so what type of fish? I'm sorry. What kind of fish do we have, Craig?
We got a king salmon.
How big is that?
This is about 10 pounds.
That's an expensive item.
Yeah. How much does that run?
Oh, you don't want to know.
Well, I'm paying for it. I fucking do, actually.
$300.
$300.
Oh, I'm going to have to Venmo you, player. Joel, can you spot me?
We've also got some sockeye salmon.
Oh, beautiful. How much a pound is that?
This is $20 a pound.
Oh, yeah. That's a pretty good deal, actually.
Great. Okay, so look, if you don't want fish thrown in your direction, we'll try our best.
Yeah.
But I'm going to go through some trivia with Joel McHale.
Right,
now, the king salmon is a big fish. So we're going to need a big guy to catch that when we do throw it. Is there anyone here that's big that might be able to catch it? Can we turn the house lights up for a minute? Some big guys. Oh, wait a second. Sir, stand up. Holy shit. It's Super Bowl champion Seahawk defensive end Cliff Averill. Yeah. Holy shit, you guys. Get the fuck out of here. Ladies and gentlemen, make some noise for Pro Bowl defensive end Cliff Averill from your Seattle Seahawks. Holy shit. You tall, sexy motherfucker. Wow. All right. Well, this is exciting. Cliff, everybody shut up for a second. Cliff, if we throw a 10-pound king salmon at you, will you catch it?
No.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Cliff. Sit down, Cliff. Guys, one more time for Cliff Averill. That's all we got. You're a living legend. You represent the city well. Steven, hit me with some trivia music. Let's get this going. Sounds like a tampon commercial. Jesus Christ. That's what we're going with? Okay.
All right.
All right. Here we go. True or false? These are all fans submitted, by the way. Kids from around the state of Washington State submitted these.
I feel like we're in a mega church right now. This is great.
Joel, first question. This is, okay, who could win in a fight between these Seattle legends? Chris Pratt, Jay Buhner, or Joel McHale? And that was submitted to us by Jackson Kendall, 9 years old of Linwood, Washington.
It's not, I mean...
What's the correct answer?
Jay Buhner all the way.
That is correct. That is correct. Fellas, house lights up for me real quick. Who wants to catch a fish? Who wants to catch a fish? All right. This guy in the black shirt right here looks like Ryan Gosling with Down syndrome. Let's throw it to it. Here you go, sir. You ready? Here we go. Here we go. Oh, there we go. Now for $15, eat it. Oh, no, wait. Don't do that. Great job. Great toss. Guys, keep it going for Vlad. That was a spot-on throw.
Nice.
Good throw. You guys are killing it. Come on over into the light a little bit more. I want to see those beards.
I want to throw one. You got to get one in that balcony.
We will, Joel. Slow down. All right, next question, Joel. The Space Needle was originally designed by a blind dwarf. Sorry, Steven. Who was trying to impress a girl by drawing what he thought his penis looked like. And that came to us from Benjamin Anderson, 6 years old, Shoreline, Washington. Is that true or false, Joel McHale?
I was like, wait, what's the
question? These are real questions.
That is false.
Sorry, it's true, Joel.
Oh, sorry.
Hold on to those salmon, fellas. Next question, Joel. The movie Harry and the Hendersons is based on a real family who raised Bigfoot in their home after their dad hit him with his Jeep Grand Cherokee in Bellingham. Uh-huh. Alyssa Thomas, 7 years old, Bellevue, Washington.
What's the question? Oh, is it a documentary? Yes.
No, is it true or false?
Oh, that's very true.
Yeah, that's
true.
Correct. That's so correct. True. House lights up. Who wants to catch a fish? Who wants
get
to catch
there.
A fish? No, you already caught this guy right here. Look at this guy.
No, no. Get it to the lady.
Oh, wait, hold on a second.
Get it to that guy.
Get it to the guy right here?
The guy with the white shirt. He's standing.
Up in the balcony? Is that too high?
He's behind
the lady. Do you guys want to see him try to get to the balcony?
Lady's other eye. Don't hit the lady. She's already got an eye.
Here we go.
Wait, that's a plush toy.
Yeah, okay.
Here,
by the way, thank you for not jumping for a fish. And that one was fake, by the way. One more time for Craig for giving it his all. That was... All right, we got a few more questions here. Here we go. Sean Kemp, Seattle Supersonic superstar Sean Kemp. You guys know who Sean Kemp is. I mean, one of the greatest living basketball players of all time. Is one of the greatest basketball players in Sonics history and should be in the Hall of Fame. Is that true or false, Joe McHale?
That is the most fucking true thing.
That's fucking
on the
true.
Planet.
You know what it is. Take
ridiculous
out another fish, Vlad. What
there.
Are we doing? Who wants a fish? This guy right here with the tattoos. There he is. Sir, here we go. Here we go. Here it comes. Oh, God. It's okay. That's okay. Five-second rule.
Yeah.
It's all yours. There you go, sir.
That guy's homeless, so it's fine.
That guy's
fine.
Homeless. He's here. There he goes. Hold up that fish, sir. Good for you.
Nice. Great.
That's a Sean Kemp fish right there. Vlad, great toss. We got how many more? Do we just got one more? We got two more. Here we go. All right, here we go. Seattle was named after Chief Seattle. Renton was named after Captain William Renton, an early investor in coal mines. Kirkland was named after the brand of sweatpants they sell at Costco for fat people. Garrett Williams, 10 years old, Bellingham, Washington.
What was the question?
God damn it, Joel. Seattle was named after Chief Seattle. Renton was named after a captain. Kirk was named after the fat people Costco.
I think it's Chief Self, actually.
That is correct. That's correct.
Chief
Turn the
Self.
House lights on.
Chief Self.
Who wants a fish? This guy. I think this guy, right? Or maybe, yeah, what do you think? I mean, this guy in the pink is on everything that you can buy at Rite Aid. This guy right here.
Nobody back here wants a fish. So
nope.
You go right up.
Who's screaming? This way, this girl, we haven't thrown it to a girl yet. We haven't thrown it to a girl right here. What's your name, sweetheart? Who? Ferris?
Look at them
her
bracing.
Her name's Ferris. All right,
get
Ferris.
Down.
Here we go. Straight we go. From the salmon.
Don't come forward. Move back. Move back a little bit.
No, that's
there
up
we
the
go.
Stairs. Don't fall. Please don't fall. Sweet God, don't fall. This is straight from Green Lakes, sweet diarrhea water. Here we go. We got one more fish. 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 Oh, shit. I almost passed out from doing the crisscross jump around Joe. All right, last question, Joel McHale. By the way, how fun has Joel McHale been on the first Dr. Phil live show? I fucking love you. I fucking love you. I love you, Jolie. All right, here we go. Yep. Good thing I'm wearing a cup. I'm not that hurt. Joel, last question. Aurora Avenue is chill. Nothing bad ever happens there. There's a Sam's Club and a Krispy Kreme, and that's about it. No whores, no drugs, no motel handjobs. Just normal people living. No late-night stabbings at Burger King. No ladies of the night pretending to choke and then stealing your car so that you have to lie to your family and tell them that you were attacked by a bear at the grocery store. They don't believe you, obviously, but your therapist does, and that's ultimately why you ultimately got divorced. Miles Baker, 8 years old, Mill Creek, Washington. Is that true? Or... That took a lot out of me. Is that true or false, Joel?
The longest question in history.
Well, what's your answer?
Clearly that kid just moved into a condo and was sold that. He's almost right, but the prostitutes are the best in the city there. So
he's right. He's right. Joel McHale's right. That's the correct answer. House lights up. We have a 10-pound king salmon. Who's going to get it? Who's going to get it? Oh, I like this guy with the black shirt. Sir, how fast? Can you throw that far, Craig? Guys, one more time for the fishmongers from Pike Place Market. Here we go. Come on. Come on. Make it loud. Come on. Here we go, baby. That's it. Ladies and gentlemen, Vlad and Craig, the fishmongers from Pike Place Market. Let them hear it. Come on, baby. Come on, CL. Keep it going for them, fellas. I fucking love you. Give me a hug. I love you. You smell great. Holy shit. One more time for Craig and Vlad, the fishmongers. And ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Mercer Island's own Joel McHale. There he goes. There he was. There
See
he
you
is.
Later, guys.
Keep it going for him. There he goes. Make it loud for him. House lights down, Jess. Joel McHale, there he goes. You guys can do better than that. He came out. He's shooting animal control tomorrow morning in Vancouver, but he stuck around tonight to make the show better. There he goes. My friend, my hero. You guys, we're going to keep this show moving right now. I want to slow it down, but we just got to take it up a notch. You guys having a good time so far? We got a lot more show to go. It's only going to get crazier. One more time for Cliff Averill right here in the third row, huh? Cliff motherfucking Averill. You dodged a bullet, baby. That king salmon would have fucking bounced right off your face, which would have been a great clip. You guys, my next guest on the Dr. Phil Live Show is somebody I've admired from afar for a long time, okay? He's originally from Elkhart, Indiana, okay? He played 8 seasons in Seattle. He was drafted 17th overall in the NBA draft. He was a 6-time All-Star. You guys know him as the Rain Man. He's here right now to fucking rip it up on the Dr. Phil Live Show. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only Sean Kemp! Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Holy shit. Guys, Sean Kemp, the fucking Rain Man. I can't believe we're doing it. I can't believe we're doing it. My man, baby. Look at this guy. Sean, how you feeling, baby?
I'm feeling great, man. How are you?
I'm better now, baby. I mean, I've been watching you just slam dunk things. I watched about 97 minutes of YouTube videos before you got here. Sean, you're Seattle, man. You love it, right? You're a star here. Every time you hear that ovation when you came out, people went fucking berserk.
Oh, absolutely. I love Seattle, man. Love Seattle. Without a doubt. Love Seattle. How you doing?
You know, I'm good. I've been watching you from afar. This is our first time meeting, you know.
Right. Don't believe that. Don't believe that.
Well, I did used to go to Green Lake and watch you play in pickup games. I just saw you. I've never seen more white guys go like this. You know what I'm saying? You were dunking on everybody from every Tanner from Edmonds and every Skyler from Kent and every fucking Joel McHale from Mercer Island, right?
I mean, Seattle's a very community place.
Yeah. Did those Green Lake games, those were fun, huh? Back in the day?
Absolutely. I still play. What do you mean?
At Green Lake?
I still play everywhere. Green Lake, Rent Liberty Park, you name it.
Let's go. Are those... Yeah, I think you told me once that those games were kind of like an intro for you to really kind of get some more... When you weren't getting a lot of PT your first couple years, that's how you got reps, right?
No, absolutely. It's a very true story. So, you know, when I first came to Seattle, they weren't playing me a lot of minutes during the game. So I had so much energy after the game. I actually used to go to the courts and play with people. So maybe 9 o'clock at night, there used to be a court on 3rd and Wall that I used to work out in. After every game, I would go down there and hold a dunk contest outside for people.
Holy shit.
Yeah, absolutely.
Did you know you could dunk? Were you always this tall? Like, when you came out of out of your mom, was she like, what the fuck did I just do?
Basically, yeah. Yeah. No, I mean, I've definitely been tall for the majority part of my life. I grew up in Indiana, but absolutely, I was, man, let's say 6 feet in fifth grade.
God damn. Wait, so, okay, you were taller than the teachers. You were like, I'm doing my fucking spelling homework.
For sure.
You do my spelling homework, motherfucker. Yeah, that's fucking cool. Now, Indiana's a culture shock from Seattle. When you first got here, what did you know about the Pacific Northwest, Sean?
Not a lot, man. You know, the funny part about me getting here is that, I was actually living in Los Angeles at the time, but one of the Sonics owner's kids went to school at UCLA.
Okay.
Saw me playing basketball, invited me up here for a visit.
Yeah.
So I came up for a visit, and this was like 3 days before the draft in 1989. So I come up here for a visit. I like the city. I like the Sonics. They like me. We made a deal, made it happen.
That's amazing. And you spent give it up. I mean, I'm just telling you this much, Rain Man. You've given me a lot of memories. I got a lot of posters of you. I had posters of you and Pamela Anderson above my wall.
None of that.
Yeah. No, I did it to the right one. But now who are your favorite guys to watch in the league now? Because everyone always wants to say, man, there's high flyers, there's showboaters. But hey, man, there was only one glove and Rain Man combination. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Generally, when I watch the game today, I'm usually looking for something like that, of that sort, of that combination, one-two player. So, I mean, I generally like LeBron and Anthony Davis, but that's not really Sean Kemp, Gary Payton.
No, man.
You know what I'm
saying?
You
were one of the first big guys to start throwing them down, right? That could run the floor.
Absolutely. So, I tend to watch a lot of the teams, but you really don't see that type of style of basketball anymore. Most of it's three-point shooting.
Do you ever? Yeah, well, three-point shooting. Look at Caitlin Clark, right? She could probably shoot a fucking three-pointer from fucking Steven's eyeballs, you know?
I tell you what. Hey, Caitlin Clark's a baller, though.
She's a baller, right? Yeah, that's fucking exciting. I mean, who doesn't love the three-point shot? Is there an NBA equivalent, someone that's jacking them up from that far away? Because that's crazy. Sometimes she just inbounds the ball and just fucking, you know, I've done that in a 24-hour fitness game when I'm fucked up, you know?
Yeah.
I'm a little hungover and, you know, I got a little toot on me and I get the ball. And I'm not getting the ball much to begin with. So I get it. I'm like, you know what? Fuck this shit. And I'll just toss it up. Yeah. Well, have you ever, is there ever a shot or a play you made? I guess here's my question. What's your favorite Sean Kemp play?
My favorite play. When I think back at it, man, it's definitely the games that we won in the playoffs. But there was a dunk that Gary threw for me from half court one time. I think we were playing Golden State in the Golden State series, and I kind of was able to catch this ball, dunk it, swing around the rim, and go the other way. That was definitely very
exciting. I mean, I remember that. You guys might remember that, and if you don't, you should probably remember that. Did you have a pregame song that you listened to? Because, man, you guys, in the early 90s, you guys were hyped up. I know when I played in my pickup games, or even when I play NBA 2K, I'll listen to a lot of Tupac.
Man, I'm all gangster rap.
All gangster rap.
And no doubt about it.
Yeah, like who? Who were you getting down to?
Well, NWA at the time, Tupac, Biggie Smalls, The Roots.
Yeah.
All of those groups back then.
Well, those songs feature a lot of words that I can't say out loud.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
But Sean, who were some of the cool guys that came to the Sonics games in the 90s? Because that's, you see in Los Angeles where I live, you know, you got Jack Nicholson, Adam Sandler. Who were the Seattle people coming out?
Man, come on. There's only one cool people around here. That's Pearl Jam, man.
Pearl Jam.
Absolutely. That's the group that we wanted coming to the games, right?
Let's
there.
Go. No so you doubt. Look over and see fucking the entire band just chilling out, watching Sam Perkins, yeah. High as balls, just shooting three-point shots. Yeah, that's cool, man. Well, and that's what you guys brought. You brought an entertainment to the game. Right,
absolutely. I think so. And I think that's what the community's missing. I mean, the Sonics weren't just basketball players, but that's the reason that I'm still here is about being in the community.
Well, let me just, yeah, I mean, give it up. And I'm going to double down. Rain Man, that's what's up, and I'm going to double down on that. Sean Kemp has a cannabis store, Kemp's Cannabis. You guys ever been there down near the Space Needle?
Number one
in Washington State, baby.
Hey, please go there. Absolutely.
It's unbelievable. Rain Man, you're always down there. You got an NBA Jam machine. You got jerseys and posters. But the selection is also top-notch. I'm a big I became a big weed guy in the last probably 5 years, right? Yeah, because, look, I'll get on a flat, and I'm like, all right, this shit's getting a little bumpy for my taste. So I'll pop in about 50 milligrams of Kemp's Cannabis edibles. Next thing you know...
Gotta have those Kemp's Cannabis edibles.
Next thing you know, I think I'm flying the plane. You know what I'm saying? Do you have a favorite thing to do when you get a little stony baloney? What's your favorite thing to do?
It's like anything, man. We all like to sit around and eat a few desserts and just have some fun. Man.
Oh, yeah. Does Sean Kemp have a favorite? Are you into Dunkaroos? No pun intended.
No.
What's your favorite go-to snack? You get a little...
Ice cream, no doubt about it.
Ice cream, man. You ever catch a fish from the fish market?
Have I? I'm willing to catch another one, too.
Oh, shit. I wish we had more. Did you see these motherfuckers catching 10-pound salmon?
I saw that. That's talented.
I got to be honest. I was kind of hoping that last one was going to take that guy out. But, you know, it just... Careful what you wish for. Sean, you think we're getting a team back in Seattle? You think the Sonics are coming back? We need them back, don't we? I mean, it's about time. It's been too motherfucking long. We need them back. I've had enough.
Sonics are definitely coming back, man.
Yeah.
And without a doubt. Sonics are coming back, without a doubt.
From your words to God's ears, it's happening. You know what I just want? I can't wait to go to a game, no joke, and see you sitting courtside. Have a number 40 up there in the rafters, baby. First jersey to retire. You and GP together.
Thank you. That's what's up, right? You know, it's a lot of guys in the history, and of the Sonics. You know, it's one guy that I always looked up to was Jack Sigma.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
He wore the number 40 also, so it's a lot of history around here, man. I'm looking forward, not just for myself to be recognized, but a lot of the other players, Detlef and Gary, Nate McMillan, all those guys. I want all those guys to come back and be recognized.
Big Smooth, yeah. How about Steve Scheffler? You think he'll get his jersey retired?
Yeah.
That's who I identified with the most.
I tell you what, I don't know if his jersey will be retired, but he'll definitely be back.
Steve Scheffler, that guy... I once met Steve Scheffler. My friend Adam Ray once met Steve Scheffler. It was the same week he met Steve Poole. It was a busy weekend in 1996. And he met Steve Scheffler after a Sonics game, and he said, "Mr. Scheffler, can I get your autograph?" And Steve said, "Yeah, of course, kid, but I've got a little pop quiz. What's the capital of Florida?" And, he didn't fucking know because he's a dumb piece of shit, right? But... So he couldn't get the autograph, but I thought that was a fun way to kind of get the exchange going. It was a little trivia, right? Now, Sean, you've dunked on a lot of people, and you've embarrassed a lot of NBA players. It's got to feel good when you throw one down. That's got to be going through your head of just like fucking. That's what you get, right?
That's the purpose of it. The purpose of it is to discourage a player. And definitely to please the crowd.
Okay. Well, I would like to play a little game before we let you go out of here. By the way, one more time for Sean Kemp, the Rain Man. I mean, this is unbelievable, baby. You guys got to go to Kemp's Cannabis. It's like Willy Wonka's factory with Sean Kemp at the helm. You are the black Willy Wonka, my man. All right, so you've dunked on a lot of people. I want to go through some of your most famous dunks, and I want you to name that dunk. Whether there's an actual name for it or not, we're going to pull them up on the screen here. Whether there's a name for them or not, I want you... We can stand up if you want to turn the chair. What do you want to do? Stand up. Let's do that. And so if you want to name that dunk or maybe talk me through what was happening. Steven, dim the lights and throw up that first... Okay, that was fucking $12 well spent. All right. That's good on the lights, Jess. Okay, so, Sean, I mean, get out of here, dude. I mean, look at everybody in the crowd. Even the players are like, I can't do that.
Dude, this is actually my first dunk contest. This was in Miami Miami, Florida. And my only purpose for this dunk is just to get nasty and tear the rim down. That's what it was all about.
Pretty cool. Pretty cool. Okay, well, next slide, Steven. Oh, look at you. You got the Nelly Band-Aid on. What did you, did you cut your eye on a Capri Sun? Why are you wearing that?
Well, first of all, let me explain. That is what you call the old NBA.
Look at you. You're leaning up on Hakeem like, hey, I got a dream, and it's about you going to bed right now.
The guy that's on the ground, I actually grew up playing against him. That's Robert Horry. And we've been friends since sixth grade. So I threw him on the ground, but that's actually a great picture. I mean, that's the equivalent of playing a power forward back in the 90s.
Yeah, dude. When you were throwing it down on centers, all-star Hall of Fame centers. By the way, please tell me you blew this poster up and sent it to Robert Horry for his birthday.
Absolutely.
Like, hey, man, how's the ground taste? All right, next slide, Steven. Holy shit, is that even real? How the hell do you even get up there?
Yeah, this was at the dunk contest when... this was happens when the two guys before me got 50. I done this dunk right here, and the judge gave me 49.
God damn. Yeah, it was rigged. They were jealous, dude. That's just straight up hate. That's like sometimes when I see a younger kid with like a better body than me, right? And I'll just be like, oh, fuck it, you think you're tough shit, you know? You ever see like a hot guy running to the elevator? All right, let's go to the next slide, Steven. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. This might be my favorite picture in basketball history. I've got 5 copies of this in my wallet. You do too, John. You know you do. What's this dunk called?
These Nuts.
Sean Kemp, the Rain Man, ladies and gentlemen. Let him hear it one more time. One more time for Sean Kemp, the Rain Man. There he goes. Kemp's Cannabis. You can find it wherever weed is sold, down near the Space Needle. Holy shit. You guys having a good time right now? I said, are you guys having a good time right now? We got a little bit more show left. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back. We'll be right back, everybody. Don't go anywhere.
And if the ball drops and doesn't get in there, you throw it back. But whoever gets the first one in there goes and picks the flag up. I already did this. Jesus Christ. Shut the fuck up.
Well, I'm just saying, they gotta get out of the way once the ball goes in so we can go to the nose.
Oh, duh. Yeah, okay.
I'm getting roasted by the host of Cake Wars.
All right. On your mark. It was unwrapped. Bite me. On your mark. Get set. Go! Who gets into there first? Oh, Dr. Phil, right over here. He's got to try and find a flag. Hurry there. Oh, my God. There you go. Get in there. Oh, my God. Find the utensil. Which one is it? Okay. Come on, Skyler. Okay, keep on looking. Go! Oh, he's the winner. Oh, look. Skyler, find your favorite. You know what, Skyler, Dr. Phil is the winner. Give it go for Mark Summers. Come on, baby. There he goes. Wait a minute, Dr. Phil, he's just...
Shut up, Mark, if you know what's good for you. And stay down. I'm fine. I'm fine.
Seattle, Washington, make some noise. You guys excited? How you doing so far? The first Dr. Phil live in Seattle, Washington. You guys feeling good? My man, Cliff Averill. One more time for Cliff motherfucking Averill in the third row, baby. It don't get cooler than that. It don't get cooler than that. Just as I said that, here comes Erica. Here we go. All right. You guys, this is an amazing show. And before we get into our next chunk, I want to acknowledge a very special person. It's somebody's birthday tomorrow. A good friend of my friends, Adam Ray's mom, has her birthday tomorrow. Make some noise for that. I think you can do better. Adam Ray's mom is here. Should we bring her up on stage and sing happy birthday to her? Let's go, baby. Here she is. Here she is. Here's Joel McHale. Come around this way. Here we go. Come around this way. I definitely don't want you climbing up on the stage. That is not a good idea. Help her out. Guys, keep it going for her. Come on. Puddin' Cox is celebrating her birthday tomorrow. She's a living legend. Balcony, make the noise for her. Come on, Joel McHale made this cake 2 days ago. Here she comes. Here she comes. Keep it going for her. Playing some Soundgarden on the way up. Here she is wearing an Adam Ray t-shirt. Come on up. Make some noise for Adam Ray's mom. Come on, get on your motherfucking feet. You know what time it is. Birthday time, baby. All right, on the count of three. One, two. Her name's Puddin', by the way. Don't laugh. That's her real name. Here we go. How you doing, Adam Ray's mom?
Oh, I'm doing great, honey.
Okay, the Kemp's cannabis edibles have kicked in. Are you having a good time so far?
Yes, thank you very much.
Okay, thank you. Well, Joel made this cake.
I can't believe you got Sally, Jesse, Raphael to be on the show. That's
great. Yeah, here we go. We'll edit that out. All right, so let's sing happy birthday on the count of three. Ready? One, two, three. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Puddin'. Jared, take it.
Happy birthday to you.
Totally out of tune. One more time for Puddin', guys. Adam Ray's mom. Blow it out. Make a wish, sweetheart. Holy shit, let's go. Lungs of steel. Throw the cake? That's a bad idea, Joel. You've done enough.
To get a kiss from Joel McHale.
Her wish was to get a kiss from Joel McHale. Ladies and gentlemen, here it comes. Ah! Adam Ray's mom. Adam Ray's mom. Adam Ray's mom. You guys are amazing. Joel's going to walk off. Go this way. Wait, what? And I'm okay. I'm on Atkins. Yeah. It's delicious. It's delicious. Guys, one more time for Adam Ray's mom and Joel McHale. Go off that way. Take a bow. Take a bow. Look at the back of her shirt. I love you. You're perfect. There. Oh, hell yeah. Look at this bitch. She parties. One more time for Adam Ray's mom and Joel McHale, you guys. That was special. That was special for her and special for me. I appreciate you, Balcony, for bringing it. All right, you guys, your next guest on the Dr. Phil Live Show, we got a few more bits here, and then we'll close this baby out. You guys had a good time so far. It's been a good time, I think. Been a pretty good time. Your next guest, look, Seattle's considered a depressing place, but there's a lot of love out here, okay? We're all trying to find it. We're all trying to connect. We're on websites and doing it live in the flesh. And my next guest did it on Netflix on the show Love is Blind. He's originally from Portland, okay? But he played for the Philadelphia Fury soccer team professionally, and then he became a Seattle hero by being one of the coolest guys on Netflix's Love is Blind. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Kwame Appiah from Love is Blind, baby! Where is it, Kwame? Where you at, baby? Holy shit, Kwame. Oh, motherfucker, coming down the middle. Kwame, here he goes. Guys, keep it going for Kwame up here. Here he comes. There you go, baby. Come on through. Look at you. Showing off your endurance and your conditioning. Here we go, Kwame. Guys, one more time for Kwame up here from Love is Blind, baby. Kwame, how you feeling? You're looking sharp. The kicks are clean. The thank shirt you, thank fits. You. What's that like, to have clothes that fit your body?
It's, I gotta say thanks to my wife. She makes it all work out.
For buying the clothes or for keeping you in check?
A little bit of both.
A little bit of both, yeah. Now, you met on Love is Blind, right?
Yes, we did.
What the fuck is that show like? Because most people, you guys are actually one of the few couples I was like, all right, that's real love. There's a wall between you. You know, most of the guys are like, hey, what's your hair smell like, right? And they're like, oh, I don't know, Mountain Dew Code Red. But you and, I didn't watch the show, but you and Chelsea had a real connection, right? You guys really, you guys got to know each other through the wall.
We did.
Was it tough?
It was tough, but she sounds nice, so I was a great start.
That's a great start.
It's a great start.
The voice is a big deal when you can't see, right? Steven, you'll learn that when you go outside tonight. Is my car here? So, Kwame, Seattle is not where you're from, but it's where home is now.
It's where home is now. We actually, I know if you saw it, it seemed like I wasn't very taken by Seattle.
Sure.
But I've fallen in love with it, and we just bought a house.
Oh, let's go. What's the address? What's your PIN number? No. Kwame, there's a lot of people out here that are trying to get on the right side of history in the love department. And we've actually got some submitted videos from fans of the Dr. Phil Live Show.
Okay.
And we want to try to help them out. And I thought somebody who's done it and lived it and doing it could help me really get to the bottom of these real problems. Do you guys mind if we get some advice with Kwame Appiah and help out these strangers?
Let's do it. Let's do it.
We're going to take a couple submissions. Steven, drop those lights and hit me with the first.
Hey, Dr. Phil, I have a love life question that I needed some help with. I recently shaved my taint, and every couple of days it starts growing out and gets really pokey. So every time my wife wants to lick it, it causes some sore spots on her tongue, and that is problematic for our love life. Anything you can do to help would be great, and we'll be right back.
All right. Well, I gotta be honest, that might be one of my illegitimate children. Shaving the taint, that's never done it. Say it again? Yeah, and we'll take it from here. But I think that there's something about... Kwame, there's a guy here that's one of my dear friends. I've been coming to Seattle for a long time, and I drink a lot of coffee. And I met a barista at Starbucks who told me that he's currently in a love triangle. He's got two women that he's trying to finagle about how to decide which one to make it the permanent choice. You guys mind if I bring him out real quick and get some help from Kwame Appiah? All the way from the downtown Pike Place Starbucks, please make a loud for Aubrey! There he is. Appreciate the player.
Yeah, hello. It's nice to be here.
It's good to have you here.
I met a tall black backstage, Sean Kemp. A little coffee joke for you.
Coffee joke. I was like, where the fuck are you going with this right now, Aubrey?
Yeah.
Okay, coffee tall, joke, tall black.
Tall,
I get it.
Tall black, you get it?
Okay, okay. Yeah. Stick to your day job. Okay. Now, how long have you been working for the Bucks, Aubrey?
For the last 20 years.
Yeah. 20 years. And you love it? You're obviously making a lot of people happy at 5, 6 a.m. Get the day going?
Absolutely. Everybody needs a little pep in their step to get the day going, and I'm here to do that for them. So.
Do you ever fuck up the name? You ever get your name? Kwame is not an easy name to write on a cup, right?
No, it's not.
Do they ever put like, you know, I don't know, something else?
K. Most likely Q.
Q?
Yeah.
Yeah. Jesus Christ, yeah. Okay, and what do you do to that? Do you throw the coffee at them or do you just go, hey, I know who that was supposed to be for?
You know, I've been letting it roll. I've been letting it roll for a little bit.
It's a good attitude.
I'm going to have a word with my local barista at some point.
Well, Aubrey's right here.
I can take a step in. I can talk to them if you'd like me to.
Yeah, you don't seem like a guy that should be talking to anybody, if I'm being honest.
Okay.
Kids mostly. Now, Aubrey, Aubrey, do you have any skills or hidden talents? You know, Seattle has bred some of the best athletes, musicians, comedians, because the rain keeps us indoors. So do you have hidden talents that you've, you know, honed in the last couple of years that you're looking to, you know, kind of educate the opposite sex with?
Yeah, I was in a Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons cover band for 4 years.
Okay, well, show us what you got.
Okay, I might need you guys to clap along, like, dun, 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 dun. Sherry, Sherry, baby, Sherry, Sherry, baby, Sherry, baby,
Sherry, baby,
Sherry, won't you come out tonight?
Wow, that was unbelievable. Guys, Aubrey, that's not bad. I didn't think that was coming. Nobody saw that coming, not even Kwame Appiah or Kay. What else we got? Oh, you got some, you wrote down your special hidden talents for me to pick. Oh, you do impressions. All right.
I do.
I love impressions.
I do little micro impressions or little short ones.
Okay. Well, we were talking about Justin Timberlake. Give me your Justin Timberlake, Aubrey.
Okay. So these are celebrities that are calling out orders at Starbucks. Okay.
Grande mocha frappuccino with whip for Samantha.
Well, you might have picked up a third member for your menage a trois based on that performance.
I was doing his line after he got pulled over by the cop. That was the thing.
The drunk driving walk. I got it.
Yeah.
All right. Now, how about this? Keep that in mind. How about Gandalf? It says you can do Gandalf. How about Gandalf getting a DUI?
I shall not pass.
Pretty good. Pretty good. All right, Patrick Warburton from Family Guy. Patrick Warburton, he plays Joe in the wheelchair on Family Guy. How about him ordering a grande mocha frappuccino with whip?
Yeah, I'd like a grande mocha frappuccino with whip, please. Thank you so much.
All right, now how about...
That was a suggestion to pull my cock out. All right.
Nope. Gonna go ahead and have to veto that suggestion.
All right, would you like that with whip, sir?
Okay. Take a seat for me, Aubrey.
Sorry about that.
That's okay. You're getting excited. You love your job, psycho. Okay. House lights on for me, Jess. There's obviously a lot of talented people here tonight. Look at all these beautiful people. Make some noise for yourselves. Balcony included. We've had a fun time tonight. I've got a special friend in the crowd, my PA. I've had a PA for a long time. His name is Tim, and I want him to go around and see if he can find some special hidden talents in the crowd before we close this bad boy out. Tim, where are you at, dog? Oh, there he is, down the middle. Tim, how are you? Tim, you good?
Good.
Okay. Shit, that was terrifying. Tim, where are you from?
Everett.
Okay. Hell yeah. Tim, are you having a good time so far?
Yes.
Okay. If you could lower your energy right now, Tim, that'd be amazing. Tim, I want you to roll around. I'm going to grab a couple people. Raise your hand if you got a hidden talent that you think the Dr. Phil Live Show would love to be interested in.
Adam, I've got one.
Kwame. Oh, shit. Hold it right there, Tim. Kwame, what do you got?
I mean, Tim can find somebody, too, but I can rap.
You can rap?
I can rap.
Okay.
I can rap, too, Dr. Phil.
Shut up, Aubrey.
Okay.
Thanks for coming out. Kwame, you can rap?
I can rap.
Okay. Do you wanna give him a beat, Aubrey? Do you wanna freestyle or what?
Let's freestyle. Why not?
Okay. Actually, you know what? Tim, can you rap?
Yes.
Oh, shit. I was joking, but that's awesome. Why don't you come on up here, Tim? Let's see if we can fill this hat trick out. My PA, Tim, everybody. Make some noise for my PA, Tim. I gotta be honest, I've known him for 25 years. I wasn't even sure if that was his name, so I thought it was Spencer or Travis. Here he comes. Keep it going for my PA, Tim. There he goes, wearing a Dr. Phil hoodie. What's up, player? Say what's up to Aubrey. There's Kwame Appiah. All right, why don't we have a little wrap-off? How about that? That's a good way to close your show out, right? The Dr. Phil Live Seattle show with a little wrap-off. We're going to each take turns, Kwame, Dr. Phil, Aubrey, then Tim. We'll all take turns doing a little rap, and then you guys, the audience, will judge. How about that? I said you, the audience, will judge who the best rapper is out of us four. I think the show's been pretty exciting so far. It's a good way to close it out. So, Kwame, you go ahead. You start it off with a little freestyle. We'll all freestyle, okay?
Okay, I'll give it maybe like 6 bars, right?
Okay, great.
Okay.
Do you want a topic or you want to pick your own topic?
Topic. You know what? Let's have somebody in the audience pick a couple words. Let's do some words. I like this Seattle Mariners jersey right there. Give me a word.
Pussy.
Okay. Did you not hear Adam Ray's mom's here, you piece of shit? Watch your fucking mouth. Sorry, Mrs. Cox.
Yeah, that's one of the women I'm potentially seeing.
Yeah. Easy, Aubrey. Go ahead, Kwame. Seattle Mariners and women, I guess.
Seattle Mariners and women. Okay.
Let's go Mariners. Let's go Mariners. We got Rick Riz in the house. Let's go Mariners, baby.
Okay. I'm going to spit it on one track. Maybe hit a home run with my baddie in the back. Chelsea, how you doing? You just looking so nice. You just came through the back and you looking all right. Maybe we can leave this stage when we get to the crib. We could do it all night.
Not bad. Not enough N-words, but not bad, Kwame. Not bad. All right, let me get a topic from the audience. Cliff Averill, how about lights up real quick for me, Jess. Cliff Averill. One more time for Seattle's own Cliff Averill, ladies and gentlemen. That's a living legend if you ever seen one. He wears shorts the right way. They fit his legs because they're muscular. Cliff, what sort of a topic can you throw at Dr. Phil here? Super Bowl. Super Bowl. Let's go, baby. Super Bowl. Here we go. Yo, I'm going to the Super Bowl with Manute Bol, the basketball player. He's 7'7". I'm going to also drink a 7'7".
I'm a private plane.
I've got weed from Kemp's cannabis. I also have to take a piss. But I'm going to go outside and look at the moon because I want to. And sometimes the weed kicks in and everybody wants to know what you're doing. So you look up to the sky and say, something's in my eye. It's a lunar eclipse. My name's Steven and I can't see very well. I've got sunglasses inside and everyone's looking at me. Sometimes when I'm in the shower, I can't reach my back. So I shave my head, I shave my balls, and you know, we'll be right back. Suck on that, Aubrey. Frappuccino motherfucker. Thanks, Cliff Averill.
I gotta follow that.
You can try.
Okay. I heard coffee. I'm sipping on coffee like cookies and cream. I'll take your bitch like a micro machine. She's sucking on my pike place, taking my blunt straight to the face.
Oh God.
I'm the best barista. My dick is bigger than Dave Bautista.
Okay. All right. Not bad.
Every time you see me, it's like winning the lottery. And you best remember that my motherfucking name is Aubrey.
Not bad. Not bad, John. Not bad. Not great. Not great, but not bad. Sit down, Aubrey.
Okay.
All right, so far, Kwame, Phil, Aubrey. Tim, my PA at 20 years.
You didn't tell me not enough N-words in mine.
Shut up, Aubrey. Shut the fuck up if you know what's good for you. I'll give you a grande smack in the face. Tim, now you said you never, you told me you're off stage you like to rap in the shower, but you haven't done it live before, is that right?
Correct.
Do you want to beatbox, or I think Steve, how do you want to do this? Do you want a topic, or you want to just freestyle?
Does Steve got a beat?
Steve, do you got a beat? You do? Do you guys want to hear Tim rap and close this bad boy out? That's my PA. I can't hear you. Do you want to hear my PA of 25 years rap for the first time? All right. Hey, Aubrey, Kwame, pull your shit back. Hey, guys, pull your shit back. Come on, I feel like there's something crazy going on. Pull your chairs back. Everybody get up on your feet right now, Neptune Theater. Get up on your feet right now. Yeah. Get up on your feet. Aubrey, get back. Steven, you hit that track whenever you want. Tim, you take it from here, baby.
Neptune Theater, can I do a song for y'all? Then here I go.
Let's fucking go now, two theater. Make some noise, baby. Come on, Seattle.
Here I go. 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 Go. Here I 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 go. Go, 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 go. Now here I go. I'm criminally seen like a fan of me. Book is fucked, don't need a team. Y'all motherfuckers coming at fast speed. Never gonna die, I'm like the DCP. I told the nerd tight, we'll never retreat. I stay bringing the heat. And y'all know I'm running the streets. But I know I still got a lot of motherfuckers that wanna hunt me down. Y'all know where the fuck I stay, but y'all little bitch don't come around. Dog, when I hit the block, hit it hard, that's if I got my sound. And when I slug a bag, it's got the weight of only fuck 1 pound. I still remember the day nerd tight was standing on my back. Won't be able to handle that. That needle hit my flesh, didn't flinch, fist didn't clench. Took a step back and realized that this man was a no punk ass bitch. Truth is, I was built to take a shitload of pain. Never start perfection, now we'll only equal no gain. So here I go, you're entering the winner's lair. And when I ride, it's born to win, the rest beware. Here I go. Here I go. Oh shit, the rewind with a fistful of cash and a stack full of CDs. Now it's a flip flop, these motherfuckers wanna beat me. Problem is, you decide to wait. We see it, tell us it's the price you pay. How you gonna play PlayStation all day and still trying to make it a fuck out the way? I'ma be up running, climbing, pushing this, borrowing with brain. You'll see me put time in every show, got a dish in hand. With no investor, I never miss a studio session. Knowledge I get from Randy Ross, nothing short of a blessing. So bless me where the best be. In the EVT, crown me where you found me. Throwing up that beat, I made a bang of all the best to lead that red race with me. I would never turn my back on one of the things that helped make me. Here.
Guys, oh my God, are you kidding me right now?
I am Adam Race, white rapper, brother-in-law, Dirt Tate. Shout out to Put. Happy birthday. Love you.
Dirt Tate, ladies and gentlemen. Find him on Instagram, YouTube. You motherfucker, Dirt Tate.
Wow.
One more time for Dirt Tate, the legend himself. There he is. Give it up for Dirt Tate. Everett's own. Everett's own.
Oh, wow. That's so cool. Steven, start that up again. I just want to keep singing, here I
no, no, no.
Go. Here I go. My favorite blend is Nicaragua.
No,
I'm coming
no,
at you like
no,
big
hey,
old papa. I got
hey,
a
stop,
big old
hey,
cup.
Stop. Hey, you're embarrassing me right now, okay? We had a great show in Seattle. Everything turned up, and everybody came up and laughed a lot. And you're embarrassing me in front of Adam Ray's family, okay? Enough with this shit. We're in Seattle, Washington, the first show ever on the Dr. Phil Live Tour in the Pacific Northwest. Yeah, baby, doing it right. We had Joel McHale, Sean Kevin. Now you're embarrassing me. Enough is enough. And stay down. I'm sorry you guys had to see that. But I'm not sorry you guys had to feel that. You know, we learned a lot tonight, did we not? Did you guys have a good time with the Dr. Phil live show in Seattle, Washington? Unbelievable. Top to bottom, unbelievable. We learned that you can come from anywhere, south, north, east, or west, but as long as you're ripping it up and reminiscing about the past with homies from the present, you can get a lot accomplished. Give it up for the Rain Man, Sean Kemp, ladies and gentlemen, for coming out and gracing us with his presence. Kemp's Cannabis down near the Space Needle. He'll be in the Hall of Fame in no time. We got to bring those Sonics back. It's coming. I think it's coming. Look, I've been a lot of places in my life, and I've met a lot of people, but there's only a few people I've met that are taller than me that don't make me feel bad about myself. And one of them's got a beard, and he's sarcastic, but he's got a sweet pair of pants and a kind set of eyes, and he is all over TV, but he's all over your hearts, and that's why he came here tonight before he goes to Vancouver. Ladies and gentlemen, Joel McHale from Mercer Island, Washington. I think you know how special it was that he was here. And look, love might be deaf, but it's also blind, and not if you're Kwame Appiah, who's doing things the right way. Give it up for Kwame Appiah and his wife, Chelsea, representing the city of Seattle the right way. And speaking of representing the city of Seattle the right way, it's only fitting to give a shout-out to my man, Cliff Averill, in the third row one more time. A Seattle legend, a Super Bowl champ, raising the communities right and doing everything he can to keep Seattle on top. And look, I've met a lot of people in my life. I've celebrated birthdays myself, but none was more special than Adam Ray's mom's birthday tomorrow than we did tonight. Give it up for her. There she is. Maybe the coolest person I've ever met. I'm a big fan of her. One more time for her. She's right down there. She can hear you. A living legend. We had a lot of fun. We did things the right way, and we closed things out strong. And look, if you're going to get yourself caffeinated, you know you got to do it in Seattle. We're the home of coffee and the home of kindness, and that's what Aubrey's bringing to the table 24/7. Keep it going for Jeremiah Watkins over there, ripping it up 24/7, 7 days a week. Way to be on that, Steven. And look, if you're going to close a show out right in your hometown, I think it's only fitting that you bring one of the best musicians that I've ever met, my brother-in-law, Dirté. Make it loud for him real quick. That's Dirté right there. You can keep it going for him. Did you guys have a good time tonight, Seattle? I can't hear you, Seattle. This is the greatest city in the world. We ain't going to do a show that's going to top this. One more time for Joel McHale. One more time for Sean Kemp. One more time for Dirté, Kwame Appiah, Jeremiah Watkins, Cliff Averill. Did you guys? You guys so much. Seattle's the greatest city in the world. Thanks for coming out and selling this bad boy out. We'll be back soon.